Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Talking herd rebuilding with Jim Robb in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials through social media? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified as heart healthy by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers here and around the world. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
This past Friday, USDA issued a mid-year cattle inventory snapshot, not a full-fledged report, but gave us some indications as to how we're doing in rebuilding the U.S. cattle herd. And according to Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center, there was one number that really stood out and grabbed his attention.
Heifers held for beef cow replacements are up rather dramatically from a year ago. That category came in up 6.5% compared to a year ago, so that heifers being held for beef cow replacements up dramatically, largest number that we've had since 2006 in that category. Overall, the calf crop, this is the first USDA indication of the calf crop. The USDA revised the 2014 numbers back on January of this year. And so they now said we had a year-to-year increase in 2014, a slight one in our calf crop, and we followed that up here with preliminary estimates of a 2015 calf crop that's up fully 1%, probably close to 1.5% from a year ago. So we've now had two calf crops that have posted year-to-year increases. And clearly the cyclical turn in the cattle inventory came in 2014, and we have gained momentum here based on this report in 2015 in terms of rate of herd growth and really having a solid foundation for the next few years for future herd growth.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center visiting with Eric Atkinson on agriculture today. And Robb indicates that not only do we have those beef heifers being held back for the mama cow herd, we've got good forage supplies helping keep quite a few cattle out of feedlots at this point, enough that it is suggesting we've got a rebuilding of the overall beef supply really starting to occur here in the U.S. beef cattle herd.
But if we step back and look at the building picture, we started the year with a feeder cattle supply on January 1 with that larger calf crop, slightly larger in 2014, up about 200,000 head. And then we have placements down over 600,000 head year-to-date going into feedlots. So kind of take all those and put it together, we do get an estimate of feeder cattle supplies outside of feedlots. And even though the number of heifers being held back is growing rather dramatically, the supplies of cattle outside of feedlots that are not deemed replacement animals is up 1.8% from a year ago. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that's 630,000 head roughly more than a year ago on July 1 of cattle outside of feed yards that are yet to come into feed yards.
Bottom line, according to Jim Robb, clearly we've got a couple of bigger calf crops in a row, and that's helping us turn the corner on starting to really rebuild this U.S. beef cattle herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.